Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The process of accepting insurance outside of a group practice can be tough, but most people looking for mental health care want to use their benefits to pay for sessions. If you're interested in seeing clients through insurance, Alma can help. They make it easy to get credentialed with major insurance plans at enhanced reimbursement rates. They also handle all the paperwork, from eligibility checks to claim submissions, and guarantee payment within 2 weeks. Plus, when you join Alma, you'll get access to time-saving tools for intake, scheduling, treatment plans, progress notes, and more in their included platform, so you can spend less time on administrative work and more time offering great care to your clients. Visit HelloAlma.com to get started. That's HelloAlma.com.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A massage chair might seem a bit extravagant, especially these days. 8 different settings, adjustable intensity, plus it's heated, and it just feels so good. Yes, a massage chair might seem a bit extravagant, but when it can come with a car, suddenly it seems quite practical. The Volkswagen Tiguan, packed with premium features like available massaging front seats, it only feels extravagant.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. As the Eagles turn, it continues to be a complete and total drama around a football team that is 8-2 right now. Maybe a little slip as I'm thinking about a victory over the Cowboys yesterday. But the Eagles are 8-2 right now. Yeah, there's a lot of drama, and it doesn't end. Yesterday, Derek Gunn doubled down on his report from a couple days ago. DeSean Jackson and his podcast talking about the relationship and the situationship between A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, and how it's really not good. And it really has me thinking about how this thing ends. You know, we've seen these very high-profile breakups in sports or conflicts in sports on championship-caliber teams. Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks about a decade ago had something that reminds me of this. When you factor in the money and the notoriety and the credit for winning and all that kind of stuff. You had Shaq and Kobe before that. You had T.O. and Donovan. I mean, there's a lot of ways and there's a lot of examples we can have in Philadelphia sports history, in pro sports history, where this kind of stuff happens and it affects the team and the team tries to get through it and eventually there is a breaking point. So what I want to do today is I want to forecast the next, let's say, 15, 16 months of the Philadelphia Eagles as it pertains to the Hurts and Brown relationship. And actually, you know what? Let's do this. Let's make it simpler. I'm going to forecast the next. It is November right now. So December would be 1, January 2, February 3, March 4, April 5. Let's forecast the next 5 months for the Philadelphia Eagles as I see it going with A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. Okay, so let's start with the most realistic and most what's in front of us thing. The Eagles are going to be a high seed in the NFC postseason. Is it 1, 2, or 3? Time will tell. The inside track is to be 1 or 2. The win over the Lions gives them a 2-game cushion and a tiebreaker in the NFC North, you know, over the NFC North team, which I still believe will be Detroit. Now, next week with the Bears coming in, the Bears could have something to say about this. If the Bears win on Sunday over the Pittsburgh Steelers, who could be without Aaron Rodgers or he's banged up. If he does play, they'd be 8-3. They'd come in here 8-3. I mean, there's a chance they could, I guess, could beat the Eagles, and that would put them in the driver's seat for the 2 over the Eagles. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't buy the Bears. I still think Detroit will come back to win that division, and the tiebreaker will go to the Eagles. So the Eagles will be a top 2 seed in the NFC is how I could forecast the next few months. Based on where their offense is right now, I think Detroit is a team they could handle. I think Green Bay is a team they could handle here in Philadelphia. Seattle here would be a difficult game, but I would give the Eagles the edge because of Fangio over Sam Darnold. I think it will come down to this. The Eagles and Rams will play to go to the Super Bowl. That's how I view where this season is going. The Eagles and Rams will play to go to the Super Bowl. If the Eagles play their best football and they can protect the ball and they can make a couple plays in offense, they're at home, they'll probably win, and they'll probably win it ugly. It could end in the NFC Championship game. Eagles, Rams to go to the Super Bowl. That's how I view the end of this Eagles season. They will play the Rams for the right to go to the Super Bowl. But the juicy part comes in the offseason. The juicy part comes after this season ends, whether it ends in Santa Clara with a loss to the Super Bowl or another win and another parade. I don't think it matters for the AJ part of this. The Jalen part of it, the ending is going to matter a little bit. But let's attack AJ first. How do I think the AJ-Jalen relationship ends for AJ? I think it ends when this season ends. I believe AJ Brown's last game as a Philadelphia Eagle will come in this postseason. I do not believe he will be on the team in 2026. I believe the Eagles are going to move off of AJ Brown after this season. And there's probably more than one reason why. And, you know, we could talk about his chattiness. We could talk about his unhappiness. I think it's going to be a mutual thing where both sides realize this is not for them. AJ Brown is not happy here. I mean, it's pretty evident with the way he carries himself, the way he talks, the way he holds court. He's frustrated, and he's been frustrated for a long time. The winning doesn't cure what AJ Brown wants. He wants the football. He wants to produce. He wants to be looked at as one of the top players at his position, and by no measure other than our memory is he a top player at his position right now. AJ Brown comes into week 12 ranked 45th in the NFL in catches. He has 38 receptions this year. That is behind luminaries like Jacoby Myers, Juwan Johnson, rookie tight end for the Browns, Harold Fannin, Khalil Shakir, Troy Franklin, Kyle Pitts. I mean, these are the guys that are above him in catches. Dalton Schultz, the ghost of Deebo Samuel. Guys that should not be above him on this list. Wandale Robinson are above him on this list. Why don't we go to yards, where A.J. Brown should, in theory, obviously dominate this kind of thing because of his ability. He comes in ranked 47th in yards behind Kendrick Bourne, behind Quentin Johnson, behind Trey Tucker, behind Aronde Gadsden II. These are guys he trails. Alec Pierce in receiving yards so far this season. Rome Odunze. I know Odunze was a first-round pick recently, but he has not established himself as a star in the National Football League. Let's go to yards per reception, another spot where you would think A.J. Brown would be a stalwart. He comes in 47th in yards per reception. Behind Pat Freiermuth, Hunter Henry, Mac Hollins, Tez Johnson, DeMario Douglas. These are players ranked ahead of A.J. Brown in yards per reception. So what they have here is a significant discrepancy between production, name value, and salary. And that's where I think each party is going to look at each other and say, is this worth it? The Eagles are going to look at their cap sheet for next year as I pull it up, the 2026 Eagles cap sheet. And they're going to say, are we really, really going to allocate a $23 million cap hit to A.J. Brown? He would be the third high football team next season. It's not worth it. It's not worth it by any stretch of the imagination based on the production they're getting from him and the fact they have to start paying some of these defense players. A.J. Brown's catch percentage this year, in case you're curious for that one, in terms of when the ball goes to him, how often it is actually a catch, he ranks 152nd in the NFL with a 58.5% catch percentage. Some players ranked ahead of him in this category. Denver wide receiver Pat Bryant. Jacksonville Jaguar Travis Hunter. Houston Texan running back Woody Marks. How about Dallas wide receiver Kevontae Turpin? All ranked ahead. He is well below league average. The guy that is right around league average is Giants wide receiver Darius Slayton.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross Shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
So I think this is going to be a relatively easy one for the Eagles when the season ends. When the season ends, A.J. Brown will be out of here. What they get back, I don't know. It's probably going to be how teams are looking at his film. Do they think he's in severe decline? I think he's in decline. I think he is not the same player he was. Now, it doesn't mean he can't go back to it. I don't know if this is degenerative with his speed and his elusive ability, or it's just a down year because of some injuries and he'll bounce back right away. It's going to be beauty in the eye of the beholder. I know the Eagles are going to get a ton for him, but I think they trade him away this offseason, A.J. Brown off the team. Now, the Jalen Hurts equation is harder. And you might say, Joe, this is easy. Get Brown out of here. You keep Jalen. You put a young receiver in. Away you go. Eagles keep winning. And that's probably the most likely outcome here. But I think back to at the end of the 20... Well, I'm going to give you two times in the past. 2019 and then 2020. And let's start with 2020. The last time there was real friction between two people here within the locker room, it was the head coach, Doug Peterson. It was the quarterback, Carson Wentz. And we spent a lot of time debating on who should go, who should stay. And there was also an assumption that when Doug Peterson was fired, it was to salvage the Carson Wentz relationship with the organization and to keep Carson Wentz. It didn't. The Eagles ended up moving off of both sources of decline and drama with a once great football team. So let's not pretend there isn't a chance the Eagles move off of both of these guys. And that may be a stunner to your system, but there is a chance that happens. The Eagles' history tells us there is a chance that happens. That being said, my guess is A.J. Brown will not be the Eagles on the Eagles next season. Jalen Hurts will be the opening day starting quarterback. And I say that with inflection because the other example I want to tell you about, 2020, they moved off of both Doug and Carson. But let's go back to 2019 into 2020. The last time the Eagles scored a grand total of 26 points over 2 weeks, which they just are coming off of doing in their last two games, they didn't just address it in a simple way. They addressed it in a massive way. The Eagles, after the 2019 season, and I would like to go back now and look at 2019 Carson Wentz versus 2025 Jalen Hurts. There's a success rate and all those kind of things that the Eagles are probably looking at. EPA per play, where he ranked in the NFL.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Eagles responded to that inefficient and that boring of an offense by drafting Jalen Hurts in the second round. So where I sit right now, and it could change, and if the Eagles go out there and they improve their offense and they win another Super Bowl, it obviously changes. But as I sit here now, it is my belief that AJ will end up on another team. Jalen will stay here, but the Eagles are going to draft a quarterback in this year's draft. That's what I believe right now, based on their history, based on the way Jalen has played so far this year, based on the consternation we hear about him in the organization. The Eagles, when in doubt, hedge at the quarterback position. And I believe a draft pick. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be a first-round pick. We saw this in 2020 when it came to Jalen Hurts. They didn't draft him in the first round. They didn't hedge on Carson Wentz with a first-round pick. They hedged with a second-round pick. But they had reason to be concerned that Carson was going the wrong way. Now, how much of what happened to him was sped up by the addition of Jalen Hurts and the pressure? I don't know. I mean, only Carson Wentz knows all that. How much was just his body deteriorating? I don't know. How much it was just the decline was coming, whether or not the Eagles put a parachute on their back or not, the guy was it was skydiving, right? Like you're jumping out of that plane, you either put the parachute on or you don't. And I believe it was probably more of that Carson was falling down anyway. So you either give him the life raft or you give him the parachute for the organization or you don't. So the way I view it right now is they're going to trade AJ and they're going to draft a quarterback relatively high in the 2025-2026 NFL draft. Again, it doesn't have to be the first round, but I do think it will be somewhere in that day two where they draft a quarterback. I'm going to pull up 2026 passing just to give a glimpse of right now where Jalen Hurts is across the league. And then we can go back and look at 2019 where Carson Wentz was across the league. So if we look at success rate, Jalen Hurts right now is far below average. He's 26th in the NFL. I'm going to go pull up 2019 NFL passing. And let's do a little compare and contrast Carson Wentz then to Carson Wentz was 13th in the National Football League in success rate in 2019. Jalen Hurts right now is 26th in the NFL. Let's look at yards per attempt. Right now, Jalen Hurts set it to 11th with 7.4 in that particular season. Carson Wentz sat 26th in the NFL at 6.7. So in one category, Jalen's closer to the middle, Carson's closer to 25th, and then the other category, it flips back and forth. In QBR, Carson Wentz ranked 11th in the NFL in 2019. Jalen Hurts right now in QBR ranks 16th in the NFL. So in two of the three categories we just looked at, which were QBR, success rate, and passer rating, Carson Wentz in that particular season was ranked across the league higher than Jalen Hurts ranks right now. Again, it wasn't horrendous. The Eagles made the playoffs. They're 9-7. Carson got knocked out of that football game. But I believe the seeds of, hey, we might need to draft another quarterback and hedge here, were planted in 2019 before that draft even arrived. And I believe those seeds are being planted now. You throw in the stuff with the organization and consternation and all that kind of stuff. As I sit here today, on November the 20th, it's my belief that A.J. Brown will no longer be on this football team next year. Jalen Hurts will be. But if you look at his contract, this is a decision contract offseason for the Eagles. And what I mean by that is Jalen Hurts has zero guaranteed money left on his contract after this season. Next season is the last year of guaranteed money. 2027, there is not a dime of guaranteed money. Players typically do not like to have that zero guaranteed dollars hovering over them. So the Eagles could extend Jalen Hurts' contract, give him more money after this season, or they could leave it alone. And if they leave it alone, they're going to need a parachute. Because if it goes bad or they see more decline or he kind of pivots fully to middle of the pack quarterback, well, they're not going to put up with a middle of the pack quarterback making $50 or $60 million. They're just not going to. They will put a young guy in there and remake the football team that way. So that's where I'm at right now. Wonder where you are. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. So much to talk about. Midday Show, 6A to 6P, all of it live on YouTube on WIP. Thanks so much for
This is an Etsy holiday ad, but you won't hear any sleigh bells or classic carols. Instead, you'll hear something original. The sound of an Etsy holiday, which sounds like this. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.